Hi, welcome back to Consider This. If you've just joined us, you're watching me, Melissa Idris, as well as Sharad Kutin. We're speaking to Datuk Sri Dr. Uzair Mahidin, Malaysia's Chief Statistician. He's on the show tonight. Dr. Uzair, I want to move the conversation to the use of data from the Department of Statistics. Now, I'm hoping that you could help address some concerns in terms of data collection and transparency. And that was raised by multiple quarters. I think one of them was Philip Alston when he was the UN Special Rapporteur on Poverty. Some of the things that were raised was quite, critical. It says that it does not appear that important data is being collected. That was one of the criticisms. The other was that data available cannot be disaggregated. And to quote him, that statistics are carefully managed and presented in a way that often obscures crucial details, end quote. If I may get you to respond to that, you know, coming into Malaysia, looking at some of the data that's not available, how would you respond to those criticisms about Malaysia's openness and transparency of data?
Thank you, Melissa. I think this is something that I really think is very important for all us. I think the statistic is belong to the people and belong to the country, and everyone know that to have the strong society, it require a strong the statistical system. So I think census is can provide the answer how. Where that data information at a small area, at the locality of the country, can be released and can be used by everyone that really keen to know what's happening in the particular area. So I think the census can really be a venue for everyone to participate and make sure that the data available at a very small area, then been used by everyone to help do the better planning in terms of the social, in terms of the public facilities, and in terms of the security and so forth. And everyone know that.
It's very clear that. Uzair, you know, very clear that you, as a professional statistician, hold those beliefs, a commitment to open data. But it doesn't seem to be reflected in any of the indices available around open data. Compare Malaysia. Malaysia pales in comparison to regional counterparts, the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, all well ahead of us in terms of open data. So then the question then is, who is not for open data? If you as a statistician are committed to it, are your political masters not committed to open data?
Yeah, I think everyone knows we are really committed. I think it's not that true that we are far behind in terms of the openness. I think if we look at the Malaysian statistical system, we consider as a benchmark for the other countries. So I think if you look at the latest release for the income distribution, we already released the income distribution by district in terms of the pattern of the expenditure. And now we also plan to release the data on the cost of living by a major capital city of the state. So I think a lot of things that are in the pipeline, and we believe that the statistic is really important. And we really want to have the very good system. And at the moment, we engage a lot with the other stakeholders.
Can I just jump in there again? Kazana, in a recent discussion paper by Kazana, no less, they note that Malaysia did not perform well in all established global open data evaluations. That's a summary of a chief conclusion they came to in that discussion paper. How would you respond? This is Kazana.
For example, those days during the early days, we don't have, for example, the macro data at the for example, at the state level, for example, for the GDP for the state. So at the moment now, we already have the GDP number for the state, and now we are working on the data on the performance of the district level. So I think under the SDG, a lot of the disaggregated data will be released, and very soon we release every district one dedicated designated publication. And from that, we will enhance it every year.
Okay.
So the thing that the responsibility and also the spirit of class sharing is very important. And a lot of the key statistics is not only can be available based on the private data collection, but also from the embedded session record. This is something that we are working on.
Okay. Can I ask you what you think needs to be improved? I'm wondering, I mean, are there mechanisms for data to be shared openly with the expert and the publics and the public? Where are the gaps? I'm wondering, because it seems that you are committed to open data and to more transparency, but why is it that we're seeing complaints from academia, from researchers, that they don't have access to open data, or sometimes there are barriers like cost?
Yes, at the moment in the healthcare system of the country, now we develop what we call the statistic data warehouse, and we really want that this statistic data warehouse can be used by as many as possible, and so, whether the previous researcher or the public at large. But they are also consider how to get the service. I think this is something that we communicate with all parties.
Okay, all right. We're going to take another quick break, but more on this issue in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.